This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, April 12th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Grammy-nominated musician John Two Hawks performed inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio recently, and he talked with Jacqueline Froelich about his 20th CD and a special upcoming concert. We'll hear that conversation in just a few minutes. First, the redistricting conversation at the state capitol appears to be closer to a resolution. Yesterday, a House committee approved a compromise proposal for redrawing Arkansas's four congressional districts.
We have a motion on the floor. Do pass. All in favor say aye. As amended. Any opposed say no.
No.
Motion passed.
That vote moved the bill to the full House. An identical bill has been passed by a Senate committee, moving the legislation to the full Senate in that chamber. State Representative Eddie Cheatham spoke in favor of the bill yesterday, and he praised lawmakers who have hammered out an apparent compromise.
It's a difficult job. Anytime you move one place, you have to move somewhere else. You cannot make everyone happy. But I think this is the best map that I've seen. It's not, as Senator Thompson said the other day, it may not be my first choice, but it's the best possible map to get out of the session, and I think we have that duty, as he expressed, to do that.
This latest map leaves the biggest cities in this area, Fort Smith, Fayetteville, Rogers, and Bentonville, all in the 3rd District. However, Sebastian, Crawford, and Newton counties have been split. Traditionally, 3rd District counties, parts of each of those three counties will be moved into the expanded 4th District. The full House has already been gaveled into session today, and the Senate is expected to go into session by mid-afternoon. The redistricting solution is the final matter of the 88th General Assembly's agenda for this session. There is a new director for the Arkansas State Police. J.R. Howard, a former U.S. Marshal, Arkansas State Trooper, and the former head of the Arkansas Crime Lab, has been appointed to the job by Governor Mike Beebe.
Together, we're going to meet the challenges that are out there ahead of us. And some of the finest people in the world are standing right here in this room, and some of the finest people in the world are out on the highways and in the counties working today. And it's a premier organization, and I am so proud to be here and to be a part of it.
The governor says he thought of asking Howard to come out of retirement the instant he learned the job position would be open.
He was one of the, if not the premier criminal investigators in the state. Not only did he do work in the region he was assigned to, they'd call him in from all over the place on complicated crime scene investigations and criminal investigations.
J.R. Howard replaces Winford Phillips, who retired earlier this month. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and a quick thank you to everyone who has called in so far and pledged online as well during the first few days of our spring 2011 fundraiser. Thanks to you, programs that you enjoy every day on KUAF, Morning Edition, Performance Today, All Things Considered, Talk of the Nation, and Ozarks at Large are able to stay on the air because of your financial contributions to KUAF. If you haven't called in yet or pledged online, there is still time, and it is relatively easy to do. Not just relatively easy to do. It's very easy to do. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com. You determine the amount and the method. We leave those considerations up to you, but we do encourage you to support the listening habit you've developed with public radio and KUAF, and it takes about a minute to do so at 800-522-5823 or 575-5823, also at KUAF.com. More about that later in this edition of Ozarks at Large. Indigenous musician and Carroll County resident John Two Hawks will present Honoring Our Native Ways Saturday at the Marriott Hotel in Tulsa. Two Hawks, who is Lakota Sioux, last year was nominated for a Grammy for Best Native American Album of the Year. In 2008, he was also nominated for his flute playing on the soundtrack to the Emmy-winning HBO movie Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. The Platinum Award-winning musician, with 20 CDs, 3 books, and 2 videos to date, travels around the world teaching and playing. Appearing with him on Saturday will be Yankton Sioux artist Joseph Chamberlain, born in South Dakota and now a resident of Tulsa. This year, Chamberlain was designated the 2011 Pendleton Legendary Blanket Artist. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich brought both of them into the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week to talk about honoring our native ways.
So, John, how have things changed for you since the Grammy nomination?
Well, I have to say the Grammy nomination, first of all, was pretty incredible stuff. to be able to go out there to California and be 10 feet away from Lady Gaga and Ringo Starr, you know, was pretty neat stuff, you know. And afterward, really, you know, it's kind of funny, you know. I think people, when you hear the Grammy, you know, you think, wow, instantaneous success, you know. And you know, there is good things that come from it. There are good things. But, in the, you know, you still have to get out there and you still have to, you know, play and perform and do, you know, what you do as an artist, you know. Definitely it puts you on the map with other musicians who have received Grammy nominations, which those, you know, those are few and far. It's quite an honor to have been, you know, chosen, you know, to be a Grammy nominee. You know, next on the list is one of those statues sitting in my studio. So we're working toward that now, you know.
Circle Studios Records has released another CD. This will be your 20th CD. So yeah. Talk about it.
Yeah, it's the 20th album. Quite an accomplishment. The 20th album is Vision Seeker, A Journey in Native Flute, Drum, and Voice. And what it is it's a concept album. And the concept behind the album is that we all have to go up to that mountain. We all have to go up there and leave everything behind to find the purpose for our life. All of us, no matter what culture we come from. Now, in Lakota culture, we have a tradition called the Humblechiapi, which is the way we go and cry for a vision. And we go up on the mountain 3 or 4 days and nights with no food and water, and we cry up there and pray for a vision to come. Because we, as a people, have always felt that the most important thing in our life is to find out what we're doing here. What's my purpose? What are my gifts? How am I supposed to use these gifts to make the world a better place, you know?
One of the pieces you're going to perform from the album in the Furman Garner studio today is Sit With It. So mm-hmm. Talk about the instrument that you play, you're about to play.
The flute that you're about to hear is actually a flute that was created from a piece of fallen cedar. And it's a very large flute. It's got a very deep voice, and it has a spirit inside of it that kind of grounds you. It's kind of like listening to that flute's like if you could hear gravity. That's what the flute kind of really is. It kind of just anchors you, pulls you to the earth, and it comes from this deep kind of ancient place. And the song that I'm kind of doing an improvisation of is a song called Sit With It. And that's about that moment when you are sitting alone on the mountain with nobody around, nobody to talk to, and it's just you, the earth, and the wind blowing. And you have to be still. You have to still your spirit and open yourself up so that you can receive the vision for your life. And so that's what this music is about.
About to do a big event in Tulsa, honoring our native ways on April 16th, a Saturday at the Marriott Hotel in Tulsa. So talk about that event and introduce your companion here, who is being honored this year for some tremendous artwork.
Yes. In the studio with us today is my friend and brother, Yankton Sioux artist Joseph Chamberlain. And he is, I'll say it, he won't say it, but I'll say it, he's a legendary artist. He's phenomenal talent. And he's also, besides being an artist, he's also an incredible advocate for our community. And so this event is actually honoring our native ways. And it's what it is. It's a kind of a event that couples the release, the unveiling, if you will, of the new 2011 Legendary Series blanket, which features Joseph Chamberlain's art. And then we're wrapping up the evening with the release. This is the official kickoff concert for the tour for the release of my Vision Seeker CD. So we're doing a concert that night at 7:30 to kind of wrap up the evening and everything. But everything's kind of tied together with the concept of honoring our native ways. And we have some, we have special guests coming and offering a prayer in Lakota for us. And we have some special things going on throughout the day. So it's going to be a really nice event.
Describe the blanket, the image on the blanket that is woven into the wool. It's wool. Is it wool or cotton?
It's wool.
Hi, Joseph.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. This blanket, the image was created in 2005. What it represents is the Native American Church, NAC, which is like intertribal. When the Pendleton came to look for an image, they originally looked at another image, but it didn't seem to work. And so they brought this one, and what it represents is the all-night meeting, which is going into this teepee, and you use a substance that was given to us by the Creator to pray with. And you go to this meeting, and you sit in there all night, and you pray, and you sing songs. There's specific drums that are made for this. There's gourds, rattles, roadmen that lead these meetings. And they're on a weekend, you might have hundreds of them going on all around the country, the world. And they go and they pray for things. And on this image, you'll see a teepee, seven people inside this teepee with a drum, a fan. You can tell that they might be singing. There's seven people represent the seven fires of the Lakota people. The whole thing with this blanket is that also it's the first ever Native American church blanket that's ever been put out. Also, it's also the first Yankton artist from my people to ever be on a Pendleton blanket. So the places this image is going to go is just going to be unbelievable.
That's music from the album Vision Seeker by John Two Hawks. The piece is titled Native Flute Symphony. Tickets and more information for Honoring Our Native Ways, a Vision Seeker CD release event in honor of Joseph Chamberlain, can be found online at johntwohawks.com. Spell that all out, johntwohawks.com. This is Ozarks at Large. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on the program, The annual benefits for the Ozark Natural Science Center and the Mashburn Scholarship Foundation are approaching. We'll have more about that in just a few minutes. It is the KUAF Spring Fundraiser for 2011. Our goal is $150,000 during this week. Because of the uncertainty of federal funding for KUAF this year, it's especially important that we hit the goal. Your donation does help. If you've already made one by calling 800-522-5823 or 575-5823, thank you very much. If you've made a contribution by going online to KUAF.com, thank you as well. 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. Your contributions have kept Morning Edition on the air, All Things Considered on the air, and all of the other programs from NPR that you rely on. In fact, this year, KUAF will spend more than $184,000 on those NPR news magazines. That is a price tag that is given to us that then we pay. And we do that with your contribution, be it $75, $100, whatever you can afford. When we put all those contributions together, it helps us pay for the programs like All Things Considered and Talk of the Nation. Your contributions also help to pay for the programs like Ozarks at Large. KUAF is one of the few public radio stations in the country that offers a locally produced daily news magazine, and one of the very few in a market this size with a staff this size. Now, for over 20 years, Ozarks at Large has been on the air, and for the last 9 months, Ozarks at Large has been a daily magazine on KUAF every day at noon and the encores at 7 p.m. We try to cover as much of the KUAF listening area as possible. Today, John Two Hawks, a resident of Carroll County, on the show. Ozarks Natural Science Center, located in Madison County. We talk about the Mashburn Music Scholarship Foundation. We try to cover as much as we can over as large a geographic area as we can. It takes money to do that. We do it pretty inexpensively, but it has been your support that's been able to make Ozarks at Large become a daily news magazine. We've heard many good things from you about how you enjoy hearing about your neck of the woods, your neighborhood, your backyard every day of the week, and then another edition on Sunday. We're proud to bring you stories from and about your community. KUAF brings you radio you just can't find anywhere else. With your support, Ozarks at Large brings you voices from your area, some that you may not know, some that you may know very well, but we bring these to you every day. To give your support for public radio, NPR, KUAF, and Ozarks at Large in the amount of your choosing, call 575-KUAF or 800-522-KUAF. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com, and thank you very much.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, reminding you this radio station's number one source of funding is you. People like you support this radio station, and that's the way it should be because we're here to serve you. It makes sense. You get what you pay for. You support independent news and information. When thousands of listeners give what they can, your collective support becomes more powerful than any other single source of income. This radio station is about you. It's about your community. Thanks.
And you can pledge your support to KUAF in the amount of your choice, 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. If it would help you make a pledge to know that you could split this up over several months, would you do that? It could be as easy as calling our phone volunteers or filling out the form online and saying, I'd like to give maybe $10 a month. Consider that my subscription. I use public radio enough to think that that is a good value. And you have made a pledge that is just quickly and easily taken every month. If you have questions about any of the processes, you can call us at 800-522-5823, 575-5823. You can certainly make your contribution all at once. You can spread it out over the course of 6 months, a year, or longer. We leave those decisions up to you. But please do know that the reason, the main reason KUAF has been able to be in your radio for the past 26 years is because listeners just like you, the people who use KUAF and rely on KUAF, contribute what they can afford and what they place a value on public radio as. 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. We've had a great fundraiser so far. The goal for this spring, $150,000. We're on track to get there by the end of this fundraising week, but we have to hear from you if we haven't yet. 800-522-5823 or KUAF.com. And from everyone at KUAF, and especially everyone at Ozarks at Large, thank you very much. This is Ozarks at Large. The Ozark Natural Science Center's annual fundraiser, Call of the Wild, promises to be a fun, relaxed event featuring live and silent auctions, journey awards, and music by the local band Three Penny Acre. Ozarks at Large's Ithi Agnihotri-Modolkar has this preview.
The 17th annual Call of the Wild fundraiser will take place at the John Q. Hammond Center on April 16th. The event is organized every year by Ozark Natural Science Center. Rachel Harris is the center's special events coordinator. She says, unlike other traditional fundraising galas, Call of the Wild is a very casual, upbeat event.
The Call of the Wild was originally set up to help offset the costs of our residential educational program that we have. We have 4,000 plus students that come through the Science Center every year from our local public and private schools. And unfortunately, we cannot pass on the whole cost to the school systems. And so they get a rate and we have to fundraise the rest to help bring these kids out there and give them the real world hands-on experience. And it's more like an outdoor education classroom rather than just a field trip for 2 days. And so this Call of the Wild helps raise the funds to offset those costs.
To quote the Ozark Natural Science Center website, the center is a non-profit organization dedicated to the enhancement of understanding, appreciation, and stewardship of the Ozark natural environment. According to Rachel, the center offers a number of facilities and programs for residents of Northwest Arkansas and beyond.
We offer summer camps and adult and family programming, and is best known for our life-altering school excursions for public and private schools throughout the Northwest Arkansas and beyond. We're located on 500 acres of the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission land in the Bear Hollow Natural Area in rural Madison County, and we're right outside of Huntsville. And we've got an amazing staff on board with about 24 people, give or take, as well as some awesome teacher naturalists with wonderful degrees ranging in everything from entomology to zoology, and various different trainings and certifications, which brings a quality to our program that's unmatched by others.
Call of the Wild will begin at 5:30 p.m. at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. Dinner will be served at 7 o'clock in the evening. The event expects to welcome around 450 guests who support outdoor science education programs focused on sustainability.
Our event will be, like I said, a very casual environment with music by the local Three Penny Acre, which is a fantastic bluegrass group, which we love partnering with. We'll have silent and live auctions, and we've got some journey awards that we give out to not only our dedicated volunteers that have been with us throughout, but also highlighting some new partners that have come on board, both individuals and corporate partnerships that we'd like to highlight and recognize in a public forum.
The event will also feature a theme.
Our theme for this year is Light Up the Night, and we're just hoping to bring a few of the outdoor elements indoors to the John Q. Hammond Center, and specifically what we're trying to do in these huge galas and events that they have there. We're trying to take a few small steps to make a greater impact, and so we're trying to encourage not only ourselves, but the John Q. Hammond staff, as well as all the parts and pieces that go to support and execute the event, to take little steps to green the event. For example, we will be turning down the temperature of our facility, the degrees, 1 degree, to help hopefully help demonstrate that one small step can make a big difference.
Individual tickets can be purchased for $100 each by calling 479-789-2754 or by emailing events@onsc.us. Sponsorships of tables are also available. In full disclosure, KUAF's Kyle Kellums will serve as the MC of this event. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead, another fundraiser that is approaching is the 18th annual Barbara Mashburn Scholarship Foundation concert. We'll talk to two of the participants and the founder of that scholarship foundation in just a few minutes on Ozarks at Large. However, right now, this is, as I will remind you, the spring 2011 fundraiser for KUAF. We take just a couple of minutes throughout the day at each time to remind you that you are the reason KUAF and public radio and all the programs you listen to on KUAF remain on the air. It's your contribution, put together with contributions from thousands of other listeners, listeners just like you, that allows us to have the budget to pay for the programs like Morning Edition, Talk of the Nation, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, What Do You Know, all of the programs you listen to on KUAF. But here's the good news. We don't set a price for you. You determine the value, you examine your budget, and you decide what you can afford to give to KUAF. If it helps you make a pledge, knowing that you could spend $10, $12, $15 a month and make a larger pledge than perhaps you think you can, do that. But whatever you are comfortable with, whatever you think the value of your public radio experience is worth, please contribute that amount right now if you haven't done so already. If you have, thank you very much. The number to call, 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also pledge quickly and securely online at KUAF.com. If you've ever wondered how NPR is funded, it is an unusual strategy. Now, unlike most media networks, NPR is a member organization. We are a member of the NPR network. It's a model we think works pretty well. It makes NPR accountable to us the same way we're accountable to you. Each NPR station is a member of the organization. So when you make a contribution to KUAF, it becomes part of our annual budget. We, in turn, pay a portion of that annual budget to NPR. The money that we will spend this year on NPR news programming, just over $184,000. Now, that doesn't include Prairie Home Companion, Performance Today, and This American Life, other programs that are produced by other entities besides NPR. But a big chunk of what we write the checks for does go to NPR. Now, NPR, like KUAF, takes those contributions of its members and produces a product which it gives back to the members. Morning Edition, All Things Considered, Fresh Air. So your contribution to KUAF really does affect NPR and the kind of programming it produces that you listen to and use. You can do your part right now by calling 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com. Every contribution matters. Our goal for the spring fundraiser, $150,000. That's what we know we have to raise during this spring fundraising period to make sure that we're secure in our ability to pay for the programs you listen to and want to be able to have at your fingertips every day. 1-800-522-5823, 575-5823, or you can pledge online at KUAF.com, and thank you. This is Ozarks at Large. Saturday night, for the 18th consecutive year, the Mashburn Scholarship Foundation will stage a concert by many of the recipients of scholarships to raise money for future scholarships. The theme of this year's concert is a familiar one to fans of vocal music. It's inspired by the popular Fox television program Glee. Last week, the creator of the foundation, Barbara Mashburn, came to KUAF to discuss the concert and the organization, and she brought two of the young singers who will perform in the concert with her, Ellison Willis and Michael Rothmeyer. Michael told us that he began to want to sing in front of people at a pretty early age.
I guess I realized it when I joined choir in, like, the eighth grade. Because I was in band before, and my friends were like, oh, you should try out for choir. And, you know, I tried out for choir, and my first year in choir, I really, really enjoyed it. I loved singing for people. I loved having solos and stuff, and the crowd just responding. It was such a thrill having people get so excited about singing. I was just like, I just love performing, and I knew that's what I wanted to do for, like, the rest of my life. So,
Allison?
I knew I wanted to, I love to sing and perform as soon as the stage fright wore off, because I realized that if I just went out there and enjoyed myself. It was one moment of fearlessness I could always be sure of. It was just exhilarating.
So there was some stage fright at the beginning?
Yes. Well, I did start pretty early performing, and not with this genre of music that we're working with now, but more with the classical. And, you know, everybody does their little all-state choir. And I think I officially marked the stage fright liberation day to eighth grade.
Ah, eighth grade, a pivotal time. Barbara, how about you?
Oh, I came out of the womb singing. I actually made my debut in the pew at the Church of Christ, standing up between my mother and daddy during the sermon. It was during World War II, and there was a very popular song called Bell-Bottom Trousers, Coat of Navy Blue. And a man behind me was giving me gum to sing it during the sermon. And I said, well, Mother, did you whip me? And she said, no, we were laughing because you could sing louder than the preacher could preach. And then I made my first money at the old Mountain Inn Hotel. I sang with my sisters, my older sisters. We did McGuire sisters, Andrew sisters things. And we sang for a pharmaceutical convention. And I sang a solo called, Walk, Chicken, Walk, 'cause you're too fat to fly. I was three. I made my first money. Yeah. I've been doing this a long time. I just had my 67th birthday, so I've been, and I've never missed a performance in 64 years. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool. Are you ever paid in gum anymore, or have you?
I've never been paid in gum, but I've been paid in lots of other things. Trade-off things.
Sure. This spring's concert is inspired by something that has created a boom.
Oh, it has.
And that's Glee.
Glee. We're doing songs from Glee. And they're really, really fun. The kids are having a blast doing this. And actually, I'm having a blast because it's really fun watching them. So they're doing most of the singing this year, which is just fine with me. It was always my dream that they would do most of the singing, and I would just kind of top it off at the end. So that's what we're doing.
The middle word in Mashburn Scholarship Foundation is scholarship.
Scholarships.
Now, people will go. They'll enjoy themselves. But there's something else going on here.
There is something going on. I got a scholarship where I couldn't have gone to school. I'm a native and lived out in the country, and the Rotary Club made an extra scholarship. They gave a scholarship to the most outstanding boy and girl, of which I was neither. So they made an extra scholarship so I could go to school. We had gone from Springdale High School. We had gone to the Tulsa Opera Festival with a jazz opera that Carol Channing had done off Broadway called Archie Mahitable. It's about a back alley cat and her friend, a cockroach, just really cute. And we had won first place in Tulsa. And so the USO people were there, and they said, we'll buy this girl doing this show for a USO tour of Europe. You guys get her to school. So I had sung every Monday of my life for the Rotary Club since junior high out at the old AQ Chicken House in Springdale. So the Rotary Club made an extra scholarship. I got $100 a semester, which was tuition then, guys.
I was going to say, that wasn't that bad.
Wow. That was tuition. To go to school, pardon me, or I could not have gone to school. So this is my way of giving back. I got to have a great career and travel around the world and have a good time. And I wanted to, after Dr. Mashburn and I got married, I wanted to give back to young singers. Everybody wants a singer when they're married or when they're buried, but nobody wants to send them to school.
Right.
And not just for classical music, but for jazz and blues, which is something they don't get a lot of training in, and kind of pop, which is what we're doing now. So things that they'll use in their future, hopefully.
You know, in this day of auto-tune and amazing things you can do in the studio,
right,
what you're going to be doing on stage, I mean, there's no tricks there, right?
No.
I mean, it's the voice.
You got to bring it.
There is a certain beauty in live performances that I think mm-hmm. people will still pay to hear. I know I love going to live performances, and that's why I pay to go see them. You know, you can listen for free on TV to the stuff that's on Glee, but it doesn't have the same quality and that same relationship, and just it really, with the audience, it doesn't sound the same at all.
Have you noticed, because I'm sure you have friends your age who don't sing, have you noticed that there is more interest because of Glee in vocal performance?
Yeah, actually. I mean, a lot of my friends are really, really into Glee, and they always talk about the different songs they do, and they're like, oh, man, I wish I could sing like that, you know. They get really into it because you know, it's popular. It's on TV and, you know.
And it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
This is just a fun way for these kids to have fun and get to go to school and get a scholarship.
Singing for Your Education.
Singing for Your Education.
April 16th.
April 16th, 7 o'clock, UARC Bowl.
Which is a wonderful venue.
Wonderful venue. It'll be very informal. We'll have desserts and coffee. And students, if you want to come for $10, you can get one of these beautiful kids in the foundation to sign their name on the back of one of these little Glee cards, and you can get in for $10.
Mm-hmm. Where do you find the cards?
They give them to you.
Okay.
They have to sign them.
Yep, find one of us.
Find one of them. Yeah, you can find them.
Thank all three of you for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
The 18th Annual Mashburn Scholarship Foundation Anniversary Concert, inspired by the TV program Glee, will take place Saturday night at 7 at the UARC Bowl on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. For more information, you can go to mashburnfoundation.org. We heard from Barbara Mashburn, the creator of the foundation, as well as two of the singers who will perform Saturday night, Ellison Willis and Michael Rothmeyer. This is Ozarks at Large. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And I mentioned the Fayetteville Flyer. You want to talk about the Flyer and other blogs that have local origins.
Yeah, you know, there's always been a lot of variety around here as far as having the newspaper and then having Celebrate and Cityscapes and Town Square. And it seems like there's 15 magazines. Mm-hmm. The Celebrate and Cityscapes still tend to be the two big ones. But there's been a little bit of a disconnect in a way because with the environment of people's finances and difficult time with employment, and you know, it's not always that people want to pick up Cityscapes or Celebrate and look at the next big house that's been built in Fayetteville or in Rogers or talk about the next big fancy restaurant when people simply, that's not on their radar right now. So there's been some blogs out there that are doing a really great job nationally and then of course locally. The first one you mentioned, of course, is Fayetteville Flyer. And I think that they've really hit a market that the mainstream publications weren't hitting before, which is you can go on there and find up-to-the-minute information about what's going on around Fayetteville. And it appeals to, you know, a wide demographic. I know, for instance, every Friday they run all the bands and concerts and art events that are going on around Fayetteville. And so I go there every Thursday just to mm-hmm. see and get that list. And I go every morning just to see what's going on around Fayetteville. When the gentleman who died in the fire on Dixon Street.
Bruce, yeah.
Yeah, they really spent a lot of time covering that and talking about memorials. And then they also have a foodie, the Flyer foodie on there, who's always giving recipes, and then my section, Culture Club. So it's a really great forum to really hit a target audience that I don't think necessarily had been before.
It's very Fayetteville-centric.
Yeah, it's very Fayetteville-centric. And you know what? I don't mind that because there's lots of other opportunities in other towns. But for Fayetteville, you know, that's a wonderful blog that we have. I know in Fort Smith, you know, frequently have the guests from CityWire on.
Yeah, the CityWire.com, which Michael Tilley, who's been career as a journalist and a business journalist, and it while he does cover some entertainment events too, he comes at it from a more
local politics
and business sort of, and has branched out and also has you know, economic reports and things like that, polls.
And well, and you know, that's somewhat similar to here with Ozarks Unbound.
Right.
And I think that's kind of a pattern that's been taking off lately, which is a lot of journalists who perhaps have been let go by the newspapers, they decide we're going to start our own blog. And I know that's part of the reason why Ozarks Unbound was started. And that's a wonderful blog, too, that really goes. They tend to be a little bit more political mm-hmm. than Fayetteville Flyer. And I think that Christopher Spencer.
Right.
He does a really nice job there. And so if you're wanting a political perspective, then there's always that to look forward to. As far as other blogs that cover what's going on in Fayetteville, I mean, you've always got the Free Weekly, which they have their blog online. But the Fayetteville Flyer and Ozarks Unbound have really hit a market there. We were talking before we started today about politics, and I said the Iconoclast, it comes and goes, but that's a great political blog that tackles Northwest Arkansas. And then finally, something that really interests me lately, and I think is really something that everyone should check out, The Satoralist, which is a very popular blog that came out of New York City. A former Times writer started a few years ago, where he went around and photographed fashionable people in New York just on the street. And it started a big phenomenon. They've had a couple of books, and they have an app. I think it's one of the most widely viewed blogs for fashion and design. Well, there's now a stylebyme.com, which tracks the same principles of photographing people on the street and asking them, where'd you get this? And what's the story behind this jacket? Or, you know, what's the story behind this for Fayetteville? And that's started by, I think his name's Josh Clements and his wife, and they have a really great blog that introduces you to some local people in Fayetteville and then shows you, you know, how they got their style. So in a time where everybody has a blog, myself included, WaynesKitchenTable.com.
Okay.
It's really great to have these other blogs that are, you know, providing different viewpoints, different politics, and really filling in the holes where mainstream media has you know, they obviously can't do everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and your blog again is?
Well, I've got the Culture Club at Fayetteville Flyer, and then WaynesKitchenTable.com if you want to see my dogs. And then, of course, don't forget the KUAF.org, which always has some great information and, of course, has Ozarks at Large.
Right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
This is the Spring Fundraiser for KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums. Garrison Keillor and Writer's Almanac just ahead on Ozarks at Large. But right now, just a few minutes for me to remind you of your very important role in how public radio works. It's your financial contribution, collected with thousands of other contributions, that keeps the programs on the air. If you are a fan of Talk of the Nation or Writer's Almanac, All Things Considered, Performance Today, any of the programs that you can find on KUAF, please know that a direct result of your financial support of KUAF is those programs that you enjoy and listen to remain on the air. The vast majority of the money we use to pay for programs comes from the people who most use and listen to KUAF. We think that's a great system, and it's worked for more than a quarter of a century for KUAF. It will continue to work, and it works when we all work together. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. I know that it can sometimes be difficult to pay a membership that you want to pay in one lump sum. We try to make it as easy as we can for you to continue to be a member or perhaps become a member for the first time ever. It's a membership installment plan. You can pay in monthly or quarterly installments. Our phone volunteers are happy to help you set up the plan. It's very simple, and you pick the one that works for you best, and you then just contribute what you would like. You can also automate your installment payment by using a credit card or a bank draft. Payroll deduction available for University of Arkansas employees. It's a no-fuss, no-bother way to meet the monthly installment. You don't have to remember to do it. It's simply set up so you can do it on a monthly or quarterly basis. You can call right now, 575-KUAF. That's 575-522-5823 or 800-522-5823. 5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com. When you call, you can put your plan in the works today so we can plan for more great programming in KUAF's future. 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also pledge online right now, safely and securely, at KUAF.com. And thank you. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellins. Almost out of time for today's program. Talk of the Nation is ahead on KUAF, and then that, of course, followed by All Things Considered. Ozarks at Large, Talk of the Nation, All Things Considered, Fresh Air. Four programs that take you through the afternoon and into the early evening on KUAF, and four programs that cost money to produce. If you appreciate hearing news and interviews from your region, from throughout the country, from throughout the world, really, on these programs, please remember that it's your financial contribution that keeps the programs local and from NPR coming to you. KUAF is yours to protect or neglect. You can protect it by becoming a member at a membership level that you choose. You can neglect it by hoping somebody else will do it. Becoming a member is one of the most important ways to express your appreciation for the programming available to you every day on KUAF and to protect it for today and the future. You can call right now, 575-KUAF or 1-800-522-5823. 1-800-522-KUAF. You can pledge online at KUAF.com.
Hello, this is Michelle Norris, host of All Things Considered. Right now, public radio needs your support as much as it ever has. So please become a member. Contribute today by giving the amount that's right for you. Thank you.
You can call 800-522-KUAF or 575-KUAF. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com. It takes less than a minute to pledge online, no more than 2 minutes to call on the phone. 800-522-KUAF. Or 575-KUAF. In return for your pledge, you get great national programming like Talk of the Nation and All Things Considered. It's also helping pay for local programming that only KUAF offers, like Ozarks at Large, The Pick and Post, The Generic Blues Show, Shades of Jazz, Goodnight Jazz, and so much more. 1-800-522-KUAF or 575-KUAF. You determine the amount and you determine the method. It's, we think, a great way to run a radio station. The people who use it the most, the people who listen to it the most, are the people who pay for it the most. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Siloam Springs, your NPR affiliate for the past 26 years. And we've been able to be your NPR affiliate for the past 26 years because of your financial support. Yours support and many, in fact, thousands of listeners just like you. Again, the number is 800-522-KUAF or 575-KUAF. Online pledging available as well at KUAF.com. The goal this spring, $150,000. It's been going very well so far. Let's stay on track and make this the most successful spring fundraiser KUAF has ever had. If you have time right now and you haven't contributed yet,